Blackstone Audio presents Beast by Bree Spangler. This book is read by Andrew Iden. To Matt, because I wanted to quit more times than there are words in this book, and you always said, keep writing. Chapter 1. I don't know what fell first, me or the football. In theory, it was the football because, good old me, all meat and muscle can't be trusted to walk and chew gum at the same time, let alone rescue a misthrown ball. Glad no one saw me climbing out onto the roof, because I'd never hear the end of it. Same stupid stuff, like, don't do that, you're too big, you're too tall, you're too furry. Everyone loves to remind me about what I look like, as if I don't own a mirror. But it was quiet up there. Nothing moved, not even the wind. I edged toward the corner where the gutters met and stood on a row of shaky tiles. My shadow cast itself on the grass below, long and lean. I shouldn't have looked. It's bad enough I'm closing in on 6'4" and have enough body hair to insulate a small town. No, I need to shop in the Minotaur department too. Regular standard-sized uniforms don't fit. Before the new school year kicked off, my mom had to sew the stupid school patches onto maroon jackets and white polo shirts the size of baby grand pianos. I look like an ogre who drifted in from under the Fremont Bridge and decided a reasonably priced Catholic education was the way to go. Today didn't start off as the worst day ever. When I ate a small breakfast of 6 pancakes, 4 pieces of toast, and a quick fistful of bacon, I thought maybe Mom was onto something when she said, "This is your year, Dylan. I can feel it." Because, I don't know, perhaps after this epic crap storm of foot-long growth spurts and shaving since the 6th grade, sophomore year would be my year. It'd be a nice change. I even saw a good luck penny lying heads up on the sidewalk on my way to the bus stop, a sign from my dad that he was thinking about me. But that false hope of one good year shattered when St. Lawrence had to go and ban hats and long hair on guys. The whole entire school turned around and gawked at me. Every day my hair is the same. Part it down the middle, comb it down so it covers as much as my face as possible, put the hat on. Mom hates my hair. It hangs in my face, she says, hides my eyes. My hair is my thing. Correction. Was my thing. Madison blurted out, "Oh my God, now we're going to have to see the Beast's face every day." She really did say that, right in the middle of the school assembly.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?